This is Earth and Sky. According to a recent study in the science journal Nature, global warming will cause water shortages within most of our lifetimes.
The study suggests a possible impact on millions of people. One out of six people on Earth get their water for drinking, farming, and energy from melted ice and snow. According to the report in Nature, these people are especially vulnerable to global warming. Tim Barnett is a study co-author.
In a warmer world, more of the precipitation will form in rain rather than snow. And in a warmer world, what snow does fall will melt earlier. Also, in a warmer world, glaciers will melt earlier. All three of those things that I mentioned to you are being observed today in the real world.
What it means is that snow and glacier runoff, now a process that happens gradually, will be squeezed into a shorter time period each year. Most water reservoirs aren't designed to hold a full year's worth of water at a time. So in some places, there'll be too much fresh water in spring and not enough in summer and fall.
People in China, India, and other parts of Asia will be most affected. The Western U.S., Peru, Canada, and Europe will also see the effects.
And then there's a larger issue. If you have 300 million people in northwest China that are going to be impacted, do you think those people are going to sit there and just quietly go thirsty and let their crops wither away?
For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.